This is a funny one. Yeah, this is a game, I don't know if you remember, from 1996. Features a bandicoot who, it's set in Australia, of all places, but it was a massive hit on the PlayStation 1 at the
Yeah.
time. I actually didn't play it much. I was more of like a Ratchet and Clank, Sonic the Hedgehog sort of guy. But it's been re-released, and everyone has spent the week. It came out on Friday. Everyone spent the weekend playing the rebooted game. It looks amazing on the PlayStation 4. They've updated the graphics, the sound. It's looking amazing. But everyone's complaining that it's really hard, which begs the question: have games just gotten too easy over the last few years, or do people just not remember just how hard this game was back in 1996?
Or have people become more stupid over the years?
Maybe it is selling out. It's a top seller on Amazon
Wow.
UK. Many Australian retailers are selling out of this. It's
I
a
remember it. I
big
never
hit.
played it, but I do remember it as being a thing.
Hey, Kerry, how you going?
Great, thank you.
Was just ringing up about the video games.
Yes.
Yeah, all three of my kids have gone out and bought Crash Bandicoot this weekend.
Did
Seems to
they?
be pretty popular.
So, how come it's popular with the younger generation when it was such a cult game back in the day?
I don't know, it just seems to have come out, and he actually said to me last night, he goes, "Look, Dad, look, I'm the youngest one.
Yeah.
I bought Crash Bandicoot." I thought, really? He's like, yeah. I think it must, I don't know, maybe it's just like one of those, something that doesn't really go out of fashion, just sort of comes back around every now and then, like Batman and Superman, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
It's just,
yeah.
yeah. Anyway, I haven't touched the video game, I've probably in about 5, 6 years maybe. And he was playing something else the other night, and I walked past, I thought, oh, that looks like fun, can I have a go? Some shoot 'em up,
Yeah.
thing, and he goes, yeah, okay, here you go. Gives it to me, and he says to me, "You'll never get past this guy. No one ever gets past this guy. You know what happened, eh? I got past the guy," and he couldn't believe it that his dad bet this guy on this video game, and I've never played this game in my life.
Excellent.
You have to act like, yeah, I got to win there. Here you go, son. You can carry on now. I just have to show you how it's done.
That is fantastic because that means that you're going to have a little bit of mana and authority for a bit longer now.
Oh yeah, I used to love playing video games. You know that I got my own one, console, but never use it. So,
What happens?
yeah.
Do you grow out of them? Because I know,
Oh no,
no.
no. I still yearn for it. Just I've got time,
Yeah.
family, business, wife,
Yeah.
lifestyle, property, cars. It's just priority. It's at the very bottom of the list, unfortunately. So one day, probably when I'm retired, I'll be back on it. I guarantee that.
So old gamers never die. They just reprioritize their issues and their time.
I heard somewhere that I think it was in the States, a study where I think the retired were taking up gaming because it actually helped with their cognitive
That's
connections
right.
and that.
That's right. They were putting in PlayStations in retirement villages. It was helping with dementia and Alzheimer's and things.
Yeah, because obviously you've got to have your hand-eye coordination and your brain's constantly working out problem-solving and that, and when you're doing it. So that's me. When I'm retired, I'll be a gamer from hell.
Good on you, Sandy, and well done on beating the young fella.